hoping that a lot of the younger people sing it at school or know it, and I'd really like you to dance around, join in, sing, and give me a hand. So we're just going to run through it now, just so that you'll know more about it later on in the service when we sing it.
Do we need a moment, Rose?
We certainly do.
Let's find a spot.
Actually, room 4 is probably open, isn't it? So.
Cabbages and greens, broccoli and beans, cauliflower and roasted potatoes taste so good to me. Apricots and plums, ripened in the sun, oranges and yellow bananas, good for everyone. It's another harvest festival when we bring our fruit and vegetables, 'cause we want to share the best of all the good things that we've been given. It's another opportunity to be grateful for the food we eat, with a summer celebration to say thank you to God the Father. Golden corn and wheat, oats and sugar beet, fluffy rice and tasty spaghetti, wonderful to eat. Coffee, cocoa, tea, growing naturally, herbal plants and all kinds of spices, very nice indeed. It's another harvest festival when we bring our fruit and vegetables, 'cause we want to share the best of all the good things that we've been given. It's another opportunity to be grateful for the food we eat, with a summer celebration to say thank you to God the Father. Thank you for the harvest, thank you for your goodness, for all of the fruit and vegetables and the wonderful things that grow. It's another harvest festival where we bring our fruit and vegetables, 'cause we want to share the best of all the good things that we've been given. It's another opportunity to be grateful for the food we eat, with a summer celebration to say thank you to God the Father.
Can the children who aren't part of the colour party go in to sit down now? That'd be great.
Unless they walk behind them.
No, I'd like them sitting down, thanks. Thanks, Anne. That was my mix-up. Sorry. I think we better move, because I think they're trying to teach the song. So, or they were.
And there
shepherd king will reign with him. Hear heaven's voices sing, their thunderous anthems ring through emerald courts and sapphire skies. Their praises rise. All glory, wisdom, power, strength, thanks and honor are to God our King who reigns on high forevermore.
Good morning and welcome to the service. It's our harvest festival today, and we welcome the rainbows and the brownies who've come to join us and their families. Thanks to all who came along to our community garden bulb planting and coffee morning yesterday. Did really well, thank you. Just to say, there's a card at the back of the church for anybody who'd like to sign for 100th birthday of Peggy Brough. So I think some of you have signed, but if the rest of you would do so after the service. Sadly, we've just heard of the death of Jim Wilson. Some of you will remember he retired to the Lake District a few years ago. So we think of Jim, Margaret, and the family at this time. All the notices. We pass to Ros, who's going to lead our service. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. And it is, as Margaret said, a great delight to have you all with us this morning as we give thanks to God for the bounty with which he blesses us. Please feel completely relaxed during the service. There are crafts out. There's a craft at the back there. There's a children's area there if anybody wants to go up there. There's word searches down here. There's colouring down here. At any point, join the service if any of the girls or boys with us want to move around and do that. That's fine. If you want to go back to your parents, that's fine. Just feel completely relaxed. This is God's house and everyone is welcome here. I just wanted to say also a thank you to the flower team who have decorated the church so beautifully for us today, and to all of you who have brought gifts that will be taken to Silk Life Food Bank this week. So we begin with a prayer. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and we will honour him. The Lord is here and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. And we stand to sing our first hymn together, during which the rainbows and brownies will parade their flags. So let us sing together. please be seated. So let us say a blessing over the gifts that have been brought this morning. Loving and generous God, we thank you for all that you give to us. And we thank you for this opportunity at harvest time to gather these gifts of food that will be sent to the Macclesfield Food Bank. We give you thanks for the work that is done there. And we pray your blessing upon all those who volunteer and all of those families who go there for food. But we do ask, Lord, that the day will come when we will no longer need food banks, that everyone will have enough food. So we pray, Lord, that you will work in the hearts of those who have the power to change things so that all will be blessed. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And now Julie will bring for us our opening prayers.
Good morning. Let us pray. Lord, all creation bears its witness to your glory. Every corner of the world announces your praise. Every tree and every flower, every hill and every valley, every lake and river, every sea and ocean, joins in the chorus of praise to you, our Creator God. Lord, Creator and Sustainer of all we see and hear, we too offer our worship and praise. We praise you for the harvest festival and for the reminder it provides not only of your glory, but of the challenge of our command to love our neighbor. We praise you not only for giving eyes to see and ears to hear, but also for the ability to enjoy your world and for the gift of being thrilled and uplifted by the beauty of all that you have made. We praise you, Lord, and we honor your name. We praise you for Jesus Christ, who gave himself a sacrifice for the whole world might be made whole. We sing our hymns to your praise and glory, our one, powerful and almighty God. Lord God, you have given us so much. You have sustained and provided us. Accept our gift of money in cash through direct debit or standing order. And we offer them and ourselves to express our thanks to you and our intention to help others. These ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we now come to our prayer of confession. Merciful God, we have sinned in thoughts and in our speaking, in the wrong we have done, and in the good we have left undone. We ask for forgiveness, cleanse us, restore us to a right relationship with you and with others. Enable us to experience our sins forgiven, to know the freedom of our lives cleansed and restored. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Julie. Now then, I have a guessing game, so I might need a couple of volunteers in a moment. Be thinking about whether you want to come out. It's a guessing game that involves, not surprisingly, fruit and veg.
So, in this bag, I have all sorts of different fruit and vegetables. And the idea of the game is that one person will sit here, look in the bag, take out a fruit or vegetable, and the person sitting here has to guess what it is. So the person sitting here has to give them some clues, but not too many straight away. Just think of maybe a sentence at a time and see if the other person can guess. And I'll come near you with the microphone so everybody can hear what you're saying. Anybody want to have a go? Brilliant. Leaders, would you like to choose some people? You can. So, do you want to describe or guess?
I'll describe.
You're going to describe. So you have a little look in there and see what you might like to take out. Excuse me. You okay? Do you want to take something out?
It's long.
Oh, wait a second. Say it again.
It's long.
It's long.
Carrot. Oh,
well done. Brilliant. Shall we give some other people a turn? I think you're the eighth. You've set the bar very high, haven't you? Shall we give some other people a turn? Well done. Well done. Another. Yes, leaders. Who's going to come out? You're going to guess? You're going to guess. Well done. You're going to describe. Okay. So do you want to have a little look in there, see what you might like to take out? Okay. Go on then. Then hold it up so everybody can see. There you go.
It's green.
Green pepper.
Oh, could have been a green pepper. No. Give her another clue.
It's got seeds in it.
Is it a green apple?
Oh, it could have been a green apple, couldn't it? Good clues, good guesses.
It's long.
It's long.
I was about to guess something.
Yeah?
Bell pepper.
Ooh. A what?
A bell pepper.
No. I'll just let you know, it's not possibly as sort of exotic as as you're thinking. I think you're thinking, overthinking it possibly for what Morrisons have, maybe. Which is no disparagement to Morrisons. I love Morrisons. Go on, have another go.
It's got a bit of a short stalk.
Yeah, they just don't have little short stalks.
No idea.
One more time. Maybe tell her how what we usually do with it before we eat it in a salad.
We usually cut it up.
Cucumber.
Yeah. Cucumber. Well done. Brilliant. Well done. Well done. Anybody else like a turn? Leaders? Somebody over there. Okay, so you're happy to guess? You're happy to describe? Go and have a good delve in there. There's all sorts in there. Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah, I wondered if somebody might like that. Hold it up so everybody can see. Right, okay. Ready?
It's in a tin.
Is it tomatoes?
No, could it be? We should give you another clue. Do you want to give another clue?
Yeah. It comes with like water.
Is it water or is it more tomatoey?
It's more tomatoey.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it pasta?
No, it could have been.
It has a green wrapper.
Is it peppers?
No, could have been. What do we usually eat that, or what do we often eat that on?
Probably a plate with...
Yeah, you're right. Yes, absolutely right. Even I use plates. Let's just So on a plate, but what would we probably put it on top of the plate? What would we put that?
Cabbage. Well, not cabbage yet.
Is it toast?
Yeah,
shall we say toast? We'll say toast.
Toast.
Okay.
It's in tomato sauce. We get it in a tin, tomato sauce on it, and we eat it often on toast on a plate.
I know what it looks like. I don't know.
It begins with, should we give her a clue what it begins with? You tell her.
Buh.
Buh.
Beans.
Yeah.
Well done, baked beans. Well done. Well done.
That was a tricky one, wasn't it? Well done. Anybody else? Anybody else? Do you want to come out? Anybody else? Yes, you could be that person. Anybody else want to have a guessing go? Yeah, you can go again. Oh, somebody over there. Come on then. Come on then. Well done. Oh. I thought there was some groan at this end, right? Okay, right. So he's your brother. Okay. Have a good look in there. There's various things we haven't used yet. What do you think might? Yeah, I think she is. She's having a good look. Oh, here we go. Right. Hold it up for everybody to see. Okay. Ready? Give him a one sentence clue.
It's in a cab.
Well, we know it's not baked beans because we've had that. We could have had it twice, couldn't we? But we're not doing that. So.
Chickpeas.
Oh, could have been. Could have been.
It grows in the field.
Okay. That's tricky. Give him another go.
Sometimes you can eat it raw. Mm.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
I think it's usually cooked, although you can eat it cold, I think. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Give him another. Tell him what colour it is.
It's yellow.
Lots of little yellow bits. Lots of because of S.
Oh, I know.
We'll go on another clue.
The last letter is it's a type of corn.
It's definitely a type of corn.
Sweet corn.
Sweet corn. No, well done. Well done. Is there anybody else? Oh, we're high-fiving over there. Anybody else before? Last one? Anybody else? Yeah? Okay. Anybody else who'd like to have a go? Any grown-ups who'd like to have a go? Everybody looks down quick. No? Okay. Well done. Give them all a clap. Excellent. Well done. Well, now we've got the new song. So I think David's going to play it through for us. The Harvest Samba.
Just do a little bit.
Okay.
we're looking to you to lead us there. Yeah, please stand. If you want to do a samba or anything, please do.
Cabbages and greens, broccoli and beans, cauliflower and roasted potatoes taste so good to me. Apricots and plums, ripened in the sun, oranges and yellow bananas, good for everyone. It's another harvest festival, where we bring our fruit and vegetables, cause we want to share the best of all the good things that we've been given. It's another opportunity to be grateful for the food we eat, with a summer celebration to say thank you for God the Father. Golden corn and wheat, oats and sugar beet, fluffy rice and tasty spaghetti, wonderful to eat. Coffee, cocoa, tea, growing naturally, herbal plants and all kinds of spices, very nice indeed. It's another harvest festival, when we bring our fruit and vegetables, cause we want to share the best of all the good things that we've been given. It's another opportunity to be grateful for the food we eat, with a summer celebration to say thank you for God the Father. Thank you for the harvest, thank you for your goodness, for all of the fruit and vegetables and the wonderful things that grow. It's another harvest festival, when we bring our fruit and vegetables, cause we want to share the best of all the good things that we've been given. It's another opportunity to be grateful for the food we eat, with a summer celebration to say thank you to God the Father.
Thank you, well done. And is there anybody who wants to come out and do any of the colouring or the word searches? Yeah, do. And there's some, there's a pumpkin craft at the back for anybody. And if you get to the table and you don't like what's there, you can just come back and sit down again. It's up to you. Or you can stay where you are. That's fine too. Oh, there we are. The wire. And now Julie will bring for us our reading from Holy Scripture this morning. Thank you.
The reading is taken from the book of St. Matthew, chapter 13, the parable of the mustard seed. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, Julie. And now let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, I'm hoping that while you're doing that colouring, you might be able to also answer some questions, if that's okay. Yeah, multitasking. So have any of you ever planted any seeds? What have you planted? A tree, wow, fabulous. What have you planted?
I planted
sunflower seeds. And did they grow nicely?
Yes.
Well done, you. Yes, what have you planted?
I planted sunflower seeds, strawberries, and also carrots.
Carrots, sunflower seeds, and strawberries. Brilliant. Any? And tomatoes, wow. Oh yes, what have you planted?
Tomatoes
as well, fabulous. Anybody else planted any seeds? Is there an offer from over there? Okay, well then, what do you have to do after you've planted them? What do seeds need to grow?
Go on. Sun and water.
Sun and water, anything else?
Air.
Air, okay, sun and water. Something else? Something we haven't got a lot of today.
Yeah. Rain.
Oh, well, we've got a lot of rain today. So they do need sun and water, don't they? They need warmth, don't they? That's right. They need warmth. And they need something that we all need and we're talking about this morning. Food. They need food, don't they? So when you've planted your seeds and your plants and you've given them soil and you've given them water and warmth and food and then you go to bed, next morning it's grown, hasn't it? Hasn't it? No. It's not always grown a lot. Has it not grown right up in the morning? It might just be tiny sprouting. It might not even be doing that, might it? It might be just making roots under the soil, mightn't it? So what do we have to do, as well as looking after these seeds, before we can see it as a big plant? We have to... Pardon? What did you say? That's a good answer. No? What do we have to do? Wait. We have to wait, don't we? We have to wait for them. Who likes having to wait? Grown-ups, do you like having to wait?
No.
Not many of us like having to wait, do we? But waiting is supposed to be a British pastime, isn't it? So, girls, what kind of queues do we wait in? Yes?
Plain queues.
Plain queues? Did you? You waited on lots of those on holiday. Okay, so if we're going on holiday on a plane, we have to queue. Where else might we have to queue? We're having a little rant in the middle there. So that was walking centres for COVID jabs that aren't walking because you have to queue. Okay, okay. Anything else? Yes?
For a park like Disneyland
to get on the different rides, you're right. There's lots of queues, aren't there? We're nearly always finding ourselves in a queue of some kind somewhere. And of course, currently there are people queuing for hours upon hours upon hours in London, aren't there? In order to pay their respects to Queen Elizabeth II as they file past in Westminster Hall. And in order to wait nicely in a queue, what do we need?
Patience.
We need patience, don't we? We certainly do. Well, in that short reading that Julie read for us, that Jesus told, it tells us about the kingdom of heaven. But you can also call it the kingdom of God. That place of peace and joy and justice where God reigns. The place or state of affairs that we pray for when we say the Lord's Prayer together, as we will say later in this service, the Lord's Prayer that Jesus gave to us to pray. And we pray these words, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we believe that when Jesus came to earth to be one of us, to be one with us, he brought that kingdom with him. So the kingdom is here now amongst us. It's here wherever God's will is done. It's here where when there is true peace, when there is true justice. It's here in the love and the caring that people show to each other. It is here amongst us, but not fully. We can see that, can't we? Every time we put on our televisions or we open a newspaper, there are lots of places in the world where there is not true peace or justice or joy. And that includes in our own country often. But this story of the mustard seed growing into the great big tree tells us that the kingdom is here and it is growing, even if we feel that we can't see it. Like when those little seeds are growing under the soil. We can't see them growing, but we know they are growing nonetheless. And one day that plant will grow to its full height. One day the kingdom will be fully here. This story was told in Palestine, which is a long, long way away from here, where small mustard seeds grow into great big trees. Not like the mustard seeds that we plant here on our kitchen windowsills that grow into cress that we put on our egg sandwiches. In Palestine, the seeds there grow into great big trees. And they're renowned, even now, for having lots of birds in them. The birds flock to them because of the many seeds that they produce. In this story that Jesus told, the birds stand for the nations and the peoples of the world. So when the kingdom comes fully, all people, all nations will be part of it. But in the meantime, there is that waiting, the patience. All that patience and waiting will be worthwhile in the end, because in the end, the kingdom will be fully amongst us. So this is a story of patience, but also certain, sure, and hope. But in the meantime, while we wait, we don't do nothing. We keep on tending seeds, don't we? So we keep on living the kind of lives that God wants us to live, showing love and caring and justice to others. It would be no good, would it, if we planted the seed and decided because we have to wait, then we wouldn't look after it, because then nothing would grow. We're called to keep on tending our little bit of the kingdom of God, just where we are, and encouraging it to grow. And the wonderful thing is that it isn't all down to us. God will help us. God, who loves each one of us more than we can even begin to imagine, God will help us and give us the strength, the patience, and the hope that we need to play our part in growing the kingdom just where we are, to the benefit of all people. Amen. And now Julie will bring to us our prayers of intercession, during which we will say together the Lord's Prayer.
Let us pray. Lord, at harvest, we remember the joy of living in God's beautiful world. We bring to you the things that we care about. Hear the whisper of our hearts as well as the sound of our words. Help us to be honest with all the things that we ask of you. We thank you for the presence of the brownies, the rainbows, the leaders and their families. We ask for your blessings to each and every one of them, Lord. We pray for our church here in Poynton. We pray for our members and to everyone who come to worship and gather here. Loving God, we pray for those in sorrow and in need. We remember the bereaved. We pray for the royal family and our country as we mourn for the death of our Queen Elizabeth II. Comfort us with your love and blessings. We pray for the anxious and the sick. We pray especially for Joyce, Carol, Sylvia, and anyone else who are poorly. May your blessing and comfort give them healing and hope. We pray for those countries where living standards are low. People are hungry. No clean water, no shelter, and no medical resources. We pray for countries where there is war, countries where there are natural disasters. We pray for organizations that bring hope, peace, and justice to our troubled world. May your blessing rest on every nation and its people. Loving God, we pray for the people of Ukraine and Russia, whether they are in their respective countries or anywhere in the world. We recognize the pain and anxiety at these troubled countries. We pray for the leaders of all countries and nations, that they might rule fairly, with compassion, respecting the rights and needs of all people, and promoting peace and justice. We pray for our country as we face financial difficulties. May our new king and new prime minister be guided by your Holy Spirit to find a way of helping the vulnerable, least fortunate, and the needy. In silence, Lord, we bring to you the desires of our hearts. Father, we pray for ourselves. We are your creation. We're capable of amazing acts of kindness, love, and understanding. Yet we also know that we need your healing, forgiving, and transforming grace. We ask for you to touch our hearts with your love, our lives with grace, and our lips with your truth. Father, enable us to live that others may live in you. We ask our prayers in the name of Jesus, who taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Julie. In a moment, we'll sing our final hymn together, during the last verse of which the brownies and rainbows will collect their flags. Please do stay for a cup of tea or coffee or juice at the end of the service. And I think there's also some cake out there, isn't there? Yes, there is cake out there, yes. So please do stay for those. So our final hymn together this morning is the traditional harvest hymn, if you like. We plough the fields and scatter.
We plough the fields and scatter the good seed on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the wolf to spoil the grain, the breezes and the sunshine and soft refreshing rain. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. They thank the Lord, they thank the Lord for all his love. He only is the maker of all things near and far. He paints the wayside flower, he lights the evening star. The winds and waves are made by him, the birds are fed. Much more to us, his children he gives our daily bread. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Then thank the Lord for all his love. We thank you then, O Father, for all things bright and good, the seed time and the
pray. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Amen. Do you want to turn and lead us out?
Done, girls. Well done. Yes, you can go back in. Yes, we'll ask your leaders. Yes. Oh, yes, but don't miss the cake. Don't miss the cake, will you? And juice and whatever.
Yeah, just wait for your parents, please.
Okay.